Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All series are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Vancouver's Main Street, home for some of the Canadian city's best culinary establishments. Our guide is Monocle's Thomas Lewis.
The notion of Main Street in North America is a potent one. Main Street denotes an ideal, the main retail and commercial thoroughfare of a city, town or village where independent businesses thrive, and which in many ways forms the central sense of place for those who call the square mile in question home. Well, it's to one North American Main Street in particular that we head to for this episode of Food Neighbourhoods, that runs through Vancouver. Main Street in Vancouver gained its name in 1910 when local shop owners petitioned to have the name Main Street instated, feeling that it gave the thoroughfare a more cosmopolitan air. Main Street in Vancouver has been through the undulations of its counterparts elsewhere in North America. As shopping and dining habits changed, so did in many ways the purpose Main Street served. But if there is something of a rejuvenation underway along Main Street in Vancouver, it's being anchored in many ways by a fine roster of Vancouver-made food and drink establishments. First up is 49th Parallel Coffee, one of the best regarded of Vancouver's many fine coffee house brands. Founded in 2004 by the brothers Vince and Michael Popolo, who have themselves become star names in Vancouver's food and drink circles in the years since, 49th Parallel also now boasts an in-house donut brand, Lucky's Donuts. The cinnamon sugar old-fashioned is a particular favourite. There are several good, more formal dining rooms that have popped up along Main Street over the past few years too. Grub, which opened in 2007 by the chef and owner Ling Zheng, was an early pioneer of using seasonal produce that was sourced from nearby, yielding dishes such as the toasted mushroom salad or the pork ancho-dusted pork tenderloin. A little further along the stretch of Main Street is Nomad, regularly hailed since it opened its doors in 2014 as one of Canada's best dining rooms. The restaurant's managing partners, Taylor Burnham, Ryan Reed, and Scott Swanson, wanted to create menus that offered ingredients, either fresh or preserved, solely from the Pacific Northwest. The fruits of these labours include dishes such as whipped corn polenta and salted cod, or Shaw Family Farm pork roulette with fried onion bread. Inspired by the ingredients at either of those fine dining rooms, why not make a pilgrimage to the weekly Mount Pleasant Farmers Market that takes place every Sunday between May and October? The venue, the poetically named Dude Chilling Park. While rounding off Main Street and Mount Pleasant's food and drink offering is one of the newest of Vancouver's fine roster of breweries. 33 acres replete with pared-back dining and drinking rooms, it was created by the former designer Josh Michnick, who gave up his day job to become a brewer. With only 8 brews on tap, the brewery opened a second space recently, devoted entirely to its more experimental brews that change with the seasons. If main streets across North America were, in the popular imagination at least, places where an independence of spirit could thrive, in retail, in commerce, in food and drink, then the newest additions to Main Street in the Mount Pleasant neighbourhood of Vancouver might offer very real lessons of how high streets can reinvent themselves now. For Monocle in Vancouver, I'm Thomas Lewis.
This has been episode number 127 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Thomas for the tour in Vancouver. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.